A recent decision by the Egyptian government to import coal as a partial solution to the ongoing energy crisis in the country has caused outrage among environmentalists. A coalition of activists from across the country has launched a campaign against what it calls a disastrous decision. And as Karim Gamaluddin reports, the Egyptians Against Coal campaign has the support of the country's environment minister.
Weeks before Morsi's government was removed, it had approved a controversial plan to import large quantities of coal to be used in Egypt's cement industry to make up for insufficient gas supplies. And although the controversial plan has not been officially set into motion, the decision of two multinational factories to start importing and using coal in their factories has prompted environmental activists and the Ministry of Environment to start a legal case that is still ongoing, calling on the Egyptian government to reverse its decision and maintain a ban on coal imports. Environmental groups and activists have started a campaign titled Egyptians Against Coal, who are set on fighting the government's decision by raising awareness on the devastating effects of coal on health.
Coal is a very dangerous material for the nature after burning, but it is still widely used across the world, like China and even Europe, for producing electricity.
Activists say the decision was taken for the benefit of a few corrupt officials and business owners, despite the negative ramifications that coal would have on communities and upcoming generations.
In essence, activists also argue that the decisions will not resolve the problem of widespread reoccurring electricity outages that all citizens complain of, and that looking into renewable and clean energy resources has become a necessity. Today, activists have organized a running marathon to bring attention to the problem in the neighborhood of Helwan, one of the areas with the highest concentrations of factories in proximity to residential areas. In addition to environmentalists, youth from the area as well as representatives of the doctor's syndicate are taking part in the event. Residents of Helwan have for long complained of the harm that befalls them because of the proximity of cement factories to their homes. They cannot imagine that there will be another element of danger added to their health concerns. Experts who have calculated the health expenses that will result from the use of coal up to 24 billion Egyptian pounds, 75% of the current budget of the Egyptian Ministry of Health as a whole.
Coal is very dangerous material for the nature after burning, but it is still widely used across the world, like China and even Europe, for producing electricity.
The Ministry of Environmental Affairs, under the leadership of Minister Leila Iskander, has been fighting the decision alongside activists. In an interview with local media, Iskander said that the move will be a colossal investment if all the expenses to support such a decision are added up, making other clean, healthier options more attractive. Worldwide, most governments are taking active steps towards ending any use of coal as an energy source due to the large impacts on both the environment and health issues.
While the case is still ongoing in the courtrooms, activists and regular citizens alike are calling on the Egyptian government to revoke its decision that they say will heavily damage the health of Egyptians for generations to come, hoping that the campaign, Egyptians Against Coal, would be enough to ring the alarm levels of all Egyptians against this issue. For Reporters File, Karim Gamaluddin, Cairo.